The text which our devotee wrote down is text 53. Is this correct? Nadi Vyadi Jara Glani. Yes? Good.
Jaya Prabhupada
Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada. Jaya Palatan Singha, Palatan Singha, Palatan Singha, Jaya Palatan Singha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Chatam Nasit Rame Rajani Adokshaye Nadi Vyadi Jaraglani Duka Shoka Baya Klamaha Mrityus chani chatam nasi. Rame rajan yadokshaye. Nadi vyadi jaraglani. Duka shoka baya klama. Mrityus chani chatam nasi. Rame rajan yadokshaye. Yes, please.
Nadi vyadi jaraglani.
Nadi vyadi jaraglani.
Dukha shoka baya klamaha.
Dukha shoka baya klamaha.
Mrityus chani chatam nasi.
Mrityus chani chatam nasi.
Rame rajan yadokshaye.
Rame rajan yadokshaye.
Rajani Duka Shoka Baya Klamaha Mrityus Chani Chatam Nasit Rame Rajan Yadokshaye. Matajis, please. Nari Vyari Jarajani Dhruva Shukra Vaya Klamaha Mridyushani Chatam Nasi Rame Rajanya Na, not Adhi Adhyatmika, Adhibhautika and Adhidevika sufferings. Adhyatmika, Adhibhautika and Adhidevika sufferings. And there's a footnote that is sufferings from the body and mind, from other living entities, and from nature. Vyadhi, diseases, jara, old age, glani, bereavement, dukkha, grief, shoka, lamentation, bhaya, fear, klamaha, and fatigue. Mrityuhu, death, cha, also, anichatam, of those who did not like it, nasit, there was not, rame, during the rule of Lord Ramachandra, rajani, because of being the king, adokshaye, the personality, no, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is beyond this material world. The supreme personality of Godhead is beyond this material world. Yes, Hare Krishna. Translation. When Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of this world, at that time all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear, and even fatigue were completely absent. No? When the Lord was here, all these ailments and discomforts were not there. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Hare Krishna. Purport. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramachandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately, even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages. Wow! Have you heard this? A similar situation could be introduced. What? How? How is the question? It is said, Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. If we chant offenselessly, Rama and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial, and the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna. Please say with me the pranam prayers. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. In this verse we find a wonderful description of the benefits of the so famous Rama Raja, the rule of Lord Ram. The citizens and people of the world did not feel bodily nor mental sufferings. They were free from disease and old age, and there was nothing for them to lament because there was no distress, no fear and fatigue. The Bhagavatam informs us that there was even no death for those who did not want it. Hare Krishna. This is amazing. I mean, the benefit of the Lord's rule. Everyone speaks about COVID-19. I will also speak about it. Today, the exact opposite situation is there. There are diseases. People are getting old, even in the Hare Krishna movement. And there are all kinds of mental disturbances, like lamentation and distress. In Berlin, I hear, in the shopping streets, many shops are closing down and the owners are lamenting. They've lost all business, all money, and so on. Why is this there? Is it really only because a little germ is in Germany? There were always germs, always viruses. It belongs to planet Earth. They are the real majority, the microorganisms. When things come out of balance and the natural order is shaken, at that time small things can become threats to the human society. A similar situation was there when Vena ruled the world. At that time, the planet Earth withheld her natural bounties and opulences. And when Prithu Maharaj took over after Vena had died, he could see this was a great imbalance. The earth was not supplying her children, the living entities, and therefore he is very, very powerful, the Bhagavatam describes. He took up his bow and aimed a deadly arrow at Mother Earth. Mother Earth felt threatened. She first of all started to argue, this is not Dharma to kill a cow. And Mother Earth had taken the form of a cow, and this is not Dharma to kill your mother or even a woman. This is what happened to you. And Maharaj Prithu was very angry. He said, do not talk like this to me. You don't know Dharma. It is your Dharma. You are created in order to supply food to the many living entities. It's you who break the Dharma. And don't think that when you are destroyed, that the earth will come to the end. I came as Varaha already, and I picked Varaha. I picked planet Earth from the bottom of the ocean. I can take care of it. Mother Earth could see. Here's the Supreme Personality of Godhead speaking. And she then said, let me give you the reasons why I withhold my bounties. And she said, I have become like this because at the moment there are atheists roaming around above my surface. At the moment there are no yagyas, no sacrifices done to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the moment all that is good is not done. Therefore I'm withholding my grains, my herbs and everything, so that I do not nourish the non-devotees who then will become more powerful. That is the reason why this state is. You are the Supreme Lord. You should install now the right procedure how to get grains from me. You should now institute yagyas, and you should bring spiritual life back. Then, by this natural process, I will 100% give nourishment to all living entities. So Prithu Maharaj could understand. He acknowledged this, and he put forth the idea of dharma, of yagyas, of sacrifice, and in this way Mother Earth was cooperating. This is something which Srila Prabhupada hints here. He says, when Lord Rama was present, there was no disease, no COVID-19, and no whatever is made out of this virus, no bereavement, no lamentation, no distress, no fear. And since Lord Rama is not here at the present moment, we as the Hare Krishna movement should bring Krishna, should bring the Lord here on the planet Earth, so that again everything is all right and brought into balance. And Prabhupada says, quotes this, Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. The way you bring Krishna is by chanting his holy name, because in this Kali Yuga the Lord descends or comes down in the form of the holy name. I remember when there were problems like droughts. And do you understand droughts? This is a Trockenstarre. If it doesn't rain any longer. Prabhupada told us in India, we should send Harinam chanting parties, and in this way take care of that. The droughts, you know, we should do the Nam Yagya, the Yagya or sacrifice for this age and chant. Similarly, he said when in Calcutta there was an epidemic, one local barber organized a Harinam procession where the entire town took place, and there was chanting in the streets of Calcutta to end the epidemic, and it worked. It worked. So, in the absence of the Lord, who brings these ideal, could we call it paradisical circumstances into the world, the devotees of the Lord should bring the Lord here by chanting extra. the holy name. I was very happy today. I was hearing, I'm fortunate to be next to our Kadambakarna Maharaj, and he was singing so beautifully in his room to the accompaniment of harmonium, and it was very nice melodies which came floating through the doors and through the building. And I was at that time reading this purport to prepare myself for the lecture, and I was thinking, yes, if the chanting of the holy name goes on, we can immediately feel great auspiciousness. Now, immediately it is there. Even we who wake up every morning as an atheist, can when we chant, feel auspiciousness rising in our minds, and so on. This is a very, very, very nice thing. In his Bhajan Rahasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells him that by chanting we can even attain our spiritual form. We can take on our Nitya Svarupa. He says, one who engages faithfully in the worship of the holy name thus attains the mercy of a sadhu, becomes indifferent to other things. You will lose your attachment, even your attachment to mundane literature, and you will come to understand your eternal identity, Nitya Svarupa. This is called Bhakti Yoga in its highest form. Yes. Bhakti Yogi Sarva Siddhi Yadi Dhari Krama. No? So yes, this chanting of the holy name should be done, and it will bring these ideal circumstances. Let me today tell you two lesser known teachings from Lord Ramachandra's rule in this world. One is a teaching which I first heard in a lecture from His Holiness Kadambakarna Maharaj in Radhadesh. I heard it a little different. And the second is a teaching which is really amazing. I mean, I told Gaur Mohan that today I wish to tell you something which I learned in the last few weeks from the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. So the first is, Lord Rama will accept anyone who surrenders and takes shelter of him. Lord Rama, before he crossed the ocean on the bridge of stones, was sitting at the beach, and all of a sudden the brother of Ravan, Vibhisan, came with two associates traveling through the air as these magical Rakshasas can do easily. And he wanted to take shelter because he had seen Ravan was on his way down, and he wouldn't listen even to the most normal advice. Give back Sita, otherwise you will be killed by Lord Ram. So Vibhisana now changed the sides, and he came to take shelter at Lord Rama's lotus feet, who was sitting on the beach. The duty of the king, a Kshatriya, is that anyone who comes to take shelter must be given protection. So when the advisors saw Alibi-san looking for shelter, they thought this is one of the many tricks of the Rakshasas to come close to the Lord and attack him. So they advised Ram against it, but Ram said, no, although he may come from the enemy's camp, he's now taking shelter and I have to give it to him. And then he told a story to illustrate how important it is to give shelter. He gives a story of this man who did not know to be kind to others. He was a man who was going into the forest where there were wild animals, and a tiger came and began to chase after him. So the man, in his great need, climbed up a tree where he wanted to stay. This was the tree where a monkey stayed. And this monkey greeted his guest who had taken shelter. So when the tiger stopped before the tree, he looked at the monkey and said, "Monkey, push him down. This is a human being. You know, they cut down trees. They are your constant enemies. When you're on the tree, they throw stones after you. When you come down from the tree, they chase their dogs after you. This is your natural enemy. Don't give him shelter." The monkey said, "I have no dharma, I'm an animal, but my conscience tells me he's a man in need. He's a man suffering. How can I push him down?" The tiger was intelligent and he thought, "What a fool." He was bloodthirsty and he wanted to drink the blood of a human being. He had become a man-eater. So he changed his tactic. After some thought, "How do I get this human being?" He said, "My dear human being, now, you know, the monkey has no dharma, but you have dharma. I'm very hungry and you should feed the needy suffering beings. This is one of the dharmas." You know, even in London you find pious Indians, before they go to work they will put remnants of bread or chapatis out so that the birds can eat. This is the human dharma. Take care of the suffering living entities. So I'm just hungry. Push down the monkey and you will have peace. You know, you just need to eat something. So the human being said, "Good idea. This is how I get out of difficulty." And he pushed down the monkey. The monkey just landed before the tiger, but the tiger didn't eat him. He said, "Now see, monkey, I could eat you now and kill you, but I'm a good person." The human being, that nasty person who's worse than the most adharmic animal, he's on your tree. Get up and push him down. Have you not seen how he's ready to kill you on an instant?" The monkey jumped up the tree and again he said, "It's not within my heart to be able to be so cruel, to chase someone away who has taken shelter. I can't do it. I will not do it. Even if he has a crooked mind, I will not allow that my mind is crooked. So the tiger that day, at least, I guess he was hunting somewhere else. The tiger went without human blood. Lord Rama made this point. He told this story. This is my mission. I have come into the human society to establish ideal principles. And one of these principles is certainly that those who look for shelter must be given shelter. This is the Lord. He will never, ever disappoint someone who looks for shelter. If someone, Lord Ramachandra says, comes to take shelter of me, I completely forget his past history. That's why we can go to Lord Krishna. That's why we can go to Lord Rama. That's why we go to great personalities like Srila Prabhupada, because they go by these principles that let me forget the past history. They have now come to look for shelter. And that's why everyone considered Lord Ram to be like the father. Or during Prito Maharaja's rules, all the citizens thought he is like our father. They were like, this is the first lesson of Ram's. Now I come to the second. You will like it. I hope Guru Mohan is here, otherwise I tell him privately. You are here. So, the next principle I want to say is Ram or Krishna, for that matter also the Lord in the form of the Holy Name, accepts fallen people but not pretenders or cheaters. He is known as Patita Pavana, not as Kapata Pavana. The savior of the fallen, not of the cheaters and pretenders. Something to think about is the amazing story of the first encounter of Hanuman with Lord Ram. I will tell just very sketchy, and as a sketch, the history. There was this Sugriva, the king of the monkeys, who had a serious conflict with his older and much stronger brother Bali. So he did some mistake towards Bali, and Bali thought Sugriva vicious is my enemy, and therefore he chased him away and said, if you come back, I will kill you. So Sugriva went to the Rishyamukha mountains, high mountains, where he was safe. Bali could not go there. So as Sugriva, the king of the monkeys, is on top of the mountains. I mean, he's not a normal monkey like the monkey we have heard about. He's a highly developed being, with this more intelligence than we human beings have. You know, highly intelligent being. That's very important for me to say. Some of you have been moviegoers and they went to the movie The Planet of the Apes. Is it The Planet of the Apes? Yeah, and you see these very wise persons, something like that. No, so not primitive monkeys who do not know how to visit the bathroom properly and so on. So good. So Sugriva sees looks down the monkey, the mountain, and sees all of a sudden two powerful warriors roaming through the forest. They carry bows. One of them has a greenish complexion. The other is with a whitish complexion. And they are obviously royalty. You know, they have, this is obvious. So the Lord, Sugriva turns to Hanuman and said, "My dear Hanuman, find out who they are and what they want. I hope they are not sent by my brother Vali to get me out of here." So Hanuman thinks, "Oh, this is dangerous. If I come in my own form, I better change into a Brahmana." And he is what we call in modern language a shapeshifter. He knows how to shift his shape or change his form. He has a white dhoti and he's like a perfect Brahmana. He looks something like Ramananda Gopal in his good days, you know. Very nice, very effulgent, very enthusiastic. And he comes to these two Kshatriyas and says, "My dear sirs, where have your lotus feet come from?" That's the polite way to address someone. "Where have your lotus feet come from?" Oh, the green personality looks at the white and nods. He should answer and lead the conversation. "Well, we have come from Ayodhya." Oh, said the Brahmana, "who are you?" "Well," said the one, pointing at the greenish complexion, "this is my brother Ram. This, and my name is Lakshman." At this moment, the Brahmana starts to pour tears. He says, "Really? Lakshman and Ram?" And he cries, "I have been worshipping you since I'm a little child. Why could I not recognize you, although you are the Lord of my heart, whom I have been worshipping? Why could I not understand who you are? I'm worshipping you." At this moment, Ram, who has not spoken before, says, "Because you are in disguise." Who is in disguise? Who is trying to pretend or deceive me? He cannot see me. At this, Hanuman gives up his adopted Brahmana form and takes on his real form as Hanuman and pays his obeisances, and Lord Ram embraces him. He recognizes, of course, he recognized him immediately. "This is my Hanuman, my associate who is with me from lifetime after lifetime. The Lord wanted to make a point. You should be frank and open in your Krishna consciousness. You should be frank and open in your dealings with others. There is no need to put the masks which we are accustomed to put in material society. There is no need also to think, I need to be something which I'm not." You know, there is no need to keep a profile which I'm clearly not. It is important to be frank and open to the Lord. Then only you can chant the holy name, you can recognize the holy name, you can then also recognize your Lord. You can feel bhakti when you see Krishna on the altar as Nrisimhadev. You can feel excitement when you come to the temple. You can, when you are turning as you are, it is usually addressed in our Hare Krishna language as a humble soul who's not taken disguises. Yeah, good. This is the second teaching of Lord Ram. I want to end this class now by repeating the shloka and see if there are some questions to hear. Nadi vyadi jara glani dukha shoka baya klamaha mrityuschani chatam nasid rame rajan yadokshaye. When Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear, and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
You spoke about being open, no need to wear any masks to protect or to hide ourselves. But just as in the COVID situation, people wear masks for protection. So, these masks that we have been wearing are not just masks that we took out of for no reason. We had good reasons. From day one, we were born and we needed shelter. We were in need of love from the moment we were born. But we did not always get. So over time, so we were hurt so many times. We learned to wear our masks to protect ourselves. If we tell everything to everyone openly, even in spiritual life,
we are finished.
People are cruel. People are not always respecting us. You can't trust them. As soon as you expose your weaknesses, they'll take advantage of it. Tell the world, you look like a fool. So it's easier said than done.
Easier said than done. Yeah, yeah. Maharaj, you make a good point. I will now try to respond in a satisfying way. I think Maharaj has made an important point which we really need to look at here. Where I live, above me lives a Grihastha couple, very nice devotees, really amazing, and they have a child, and I can see the child growing up. In the beginning, it is totally free. It was totally free and open with everyone. Now, the child, as it grows older, and the process of what is called socialization, becoming a member of the human society, things change, and they will change when the child comes into puberty more. The society will it will change in two ways. One is that society will make the child a valuable member of its society, they've oppressed the child into certain norms of behavior, and the other is the child on its own will put on the various masks in order to protect themselves. Yes, and some of these masks, as you have pointed out, or if I call them masks, some of this behavior where we are not sharing everything with everyone, not even in a spiritual society, is necessary to protect us, as you have pointed out. My point was, I did not express it very clearly, but what is in my mind is, before the Lord, we must put down all our protective masks. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati comments on the Vastraharan Lila, Gopi Vastraharan Lila, where the Lord took the cloth of the unmarried gopis. There comments that we must give up our coverings in order to step before the Lord. Now, in ordinary society, a girl needs to be dressed, otherwise she will be cruelly taken advantage of. When we came here, we saw some parking place and it said Frauenparkplatz, woman's parking place. And we drove on that, and then I asked, is it safe here? and the answer was, yes, it is very safe here, because these parking places are so that women are not robbed and killed when they want to go to the bathroom in a rush, what is it called? Resting place, these places. And so, yes, we are in all genders, men or women, need to put some type of behavior where they do not reveal the things which will be taken cruelly aware of. Yes, that is true. But two things. It is, you need to go before the Lord without this. You need to not be identify with any deceptive covering. And I believe it is important to have a human being also with whom you can be honest. Not everyone. Not you are very right, and I very much agree with this, and do also know from personal experience how important it is to have a socially acceptable external. But I do strongly also believe, in addition to being open and frank with the Lord, it's also good to have Vaishnava. Why? Because it has to do something. You are an intellectual, so I will talk a little complicated, but then go and broaden it. We humans, and we have strong human parts with us, only grow when we have another human being to reflect by. I was shocked to read, in Bengal, there were young children who were rejected by their parents. They were put into the forest, and they grew up as wolves because they only had wolves to relate to. And they could not be brought back into human society because they had been so much impressed by the wolves. So I believe we need good sangha, amongst devotees. Maybe it's only one person whom we find in our life who can, by reflecting with that person or being with that person, we will grow in many ways. I know that you know this and you have such friends. I'm addressing now the thing in a broad term, but with everyone we must be sometimes a little careful. You have said careful. Thank you for this wonderful. This is in a way during the class also Easter Ghosti. It's discussing amongst Vaishnavas. It has not only a theoretical dimension but a personal. Yes. Hare Krishna. May I go to another question? Yeah, good. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much for the lecture, Maharaj. Lately I was reading in one Upanishad, Katha Upanishad, that there are these two selves, as Maharaj was mentioning also. And there's the ego self and the true self. And when we are like connected with the Atman or with the Paramatman, that we are then protected, this mention of like them. But that's the question, aren't we protected when we are just in this state of Atman or Paramatman, when we are connected with the Lord of Love, with Krishna?
See, all relationships require their specific and particular way of conducting the relationships. You cannot, so with the Lord, with Paramatma, you have that totally free, open relationship where you can sincerely say, my Lord, I have these weaknesses which I have not yet conquered, please help me. You can even mention them. He knows them anyways, but you, and so on. You can definitely come to the Lord like this. We find this in the poesy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Oh, Gopinath, I'm a wicked materialist, always full of material desires. He's addressing the Lord to give us, to show us how to be free and frank and open with the Lord. With others, other relationships might be done. You can compare it with, I always give this example. Our family was when they were all together on an island, we had a very large apartment in a villa. So there were different rooms, and my mother would make sure that only certain people would go to be allowed in certain rooms. The postman would be dealt with in the wardrobe, you know, where all the dresses were, or not dresses, the coats were hanging. Then there were people who were closer friends, like I could bring my friends up to the kitchen, no? And then there were two living rooms, there was one living room where only the close family was allowed. And then there was a sleeping room where only my mother and my father were allowed. Or if the little children were sick, then they were taken in the bed, you know, for comfort or so on. My mother would not take the postman into the bed. Sometimes one wakes up an audience with gross examples. There are rooms in which you deal, and same with various relationships. There are people where you better keep a formal relationship. There are people who are maybe envious of you because you have become a devotee and they want to harm you. They are somehow not happy that you are happy. This is there in human society. For them, you deal in yet another way. You have to be a little careful so that you are not entangled in endless email battles, you know. One, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. And there are then those who are closer. This is just a normal consideration. It is not a very spiritual consideration. It's just, yeah, how to get a deal in the conditioned world. But let this not corrupt your inner openness, which you have to display before the Lord and a trusted friend, a trusted devotee who can help you. You wouldn't go for spiritual advice into, let us say, the a restaurant in Bavaria, you know. You don't find people there you talk like this. There you talk of the weather and by the way, I have a very good book which helps you for inner growth, you know. And then you give a piece of literature. Hare Krishna. It's just common sense. It's not a very high spiritual principle, but it needs to be, it's good to keep it. Good. I would like to end the class here. I know there is an for balance. Did I see Mart? I don't see so clear without glass. Yes, please.
Thank you, first of all, Maharaj, for your wonderful class. And I have two questions, maybe I ask them because there is no time. Sometimes, you know, I think that, at least from my personal experience, putting on masks is not about just showing it like outside, but sometimes we are so dishonest with ourselves. We want to be someone else that we are. So how to be honest with the Lord? If we are not honest even with ourselves, how to find actually who we really are, even on a conditioned level?
You have to learn to love Krishna or appreciate Krishna or at least be grateful to Krishna. Something in relationship to Krishna. And then you have a relationship where you are not afraid of Krishna. Where you trust him, in other words. So best is you do something to increase your attachment to Krishna, and then you feel extremely comfortable to be open. If you're not open, at least to God, you know, you are in the problem which you have mentioned. There are many, many, many people, and this can lead to psychological disorders. You find a lot of these disorders, I mean, I don't want to get into details, in spiritually minded societies where people find an ideal and they want to be that ideal, but they are not the ideal. They mistake the culture with the spiritual essence. They want to fit in the culture and so on. And therefore they feel terribly miserable and terribly tense inside. This is a lot there in all spiritual. There are studies, you would be surprised if you read them. You would also recognize some traits which you have already seen in your experience. So, yes. Therefore, you need to. This is Prabhupada's point. By purifying, you know, by developing some type of attachment to Krishna. I'm not speaking of pure love of Godhead. This is very high level. But something, appreciation, gratitude. Then you begin to think, oh, here's a person I can trust. Krishna. And I will tell him all. The Brijbasis have a song like this. They are very simple and very, you know, go to Giriraj. Go around him and then go to Govindakund, roll in the dust and tell the Lord everything that is in your heart. It's a song. I can even supply the Hindi if desired. It's yes, they love Giriraj. They call him Giriraj Baba. If you need anything, go to Giriraj Baba. They have this uncomplicated trust and love and like this. That's, yeah, they love Krishna and Giriraj and so on. So we need also a little love, you know, a little affection. And Ram is so nice. He says, I can't send anyone again. Away, I forget the past history when they turn to me. This is lovable, no? Oh, when the Lord talks like this, I want to see you, Hanuman, not as in disguise, be as you are, you know, otherwise you will not see me also. I will hide myself from you. Yeah, that is lovable. And therefore, my dear devotees, hear more about Krishna. And you will fall in love. If you hear properly, now comes Kartik, this is the month. There's Krishna book, no? That is so nicely described. Prabhupada is so freely shared his own love for Krishna in this work. And then you will see, okay, before I go to bed, I will pray to Krishna. I never do it. I'm not like these bhaktas, you know, these Govinda bhaktas. I'm in the Shinga bhakta. Yes, we are the Hare Krishnas, yes. Good. My dear devotees, let us end here. Time is also there and a huge festival is coming. All the best. Thank you for coming. And I know tomorrow our Maharaj is speaking, our Kadamba Karana Maharaj. And festival has many attractions. Study the list where you will find what is right for you and come to these attractions. Hare Krishna.